In a radio essay that just aired before Mother's Day, I told you about the challenges I expected to face when both my daughters were due to deliver their first babies at the same time but half a continent apart. One lives in Raleigh and the other lives in Austin, Texas. They were both due on Labor Day, September the 4th, which turned out to be the wrong date but appropriately named for both of them. Since learning about my imminent grandmotherhood, I have, of course, shared my good news with anybody who would listen. The nearly universal response to my happy dual delivery news was, "But what are you going to do?" Of course, I had no idea, since the babies were in charge. I couldn't make plane reservations or let my coworkers know when I would be gone. I had no control. I could only accept and react. Well, I'm delighted to say that both grandsons arrived within 2 days of each other, August 28th and 30th, and that the mothers and babies are doing just fine. The first baby was delivered in Austin, so that's where my husband and I began our baby adventure. Then our Raleigh daughter went into labor the next day, but she was fortunate that her husband's mother and brother could be on hand to offer moral support and homecoming preparation. Of course, I was bouncing off the walls in Texas during my Raleigh daughter's extended labor, but I looked at it as just another lesson in acceptance for things beyond my control. Returning to Raleigh a week after both births, my husband and I had the unique experience of holding our 8-day-old Austin grandson in the morning and our 6-day-old Raleigh grandson that evening. They were both in the 8-pound range at birth, only 7 ounces apart, but their body shapes were quite different at that stage. Needless to say, having the opportunity to discover this fact and begin tracking each boy's development has become a major focus of our lives. We couldn't help but make comparisons that magical day. They're equally gorgeous, of course. And we now realize that we will be making comparisons from now on, just as though they were twins. We'll also be buying two of everything at Christmas time, and after picking out duplicate birthday presents, trying to decide which birthday party to attend each year. After that will come sports and school performances, graduations, you name it. In spite of the geographical challenge, we want to be there for as many of these milestones as we can, but we know we'll have to make choices and compromises along the way. I expected this to happen, of course, but I had no idea how enjoyable and consuming the process would be. Our recent experience has brought home the reality that we have no control over our adult children's and their children's lives, but that's a good thing. With control comes responsibility, and now it's their turn.